Kalim chapter 17, Mishnah 1. Kol klei balei batim, all householder utensils, when are they considered destroyed so that they are no longer impure, right? If it became impure, you'll remember before, if it got a hole in it and you could no longer use it as a container, so at that point it was considered pure again because now it's been destroyed. So a householder's container, which we're talking about wooden or leather containers, at what point are they considered purified? How big does the hole have to be? So interesting, he says, Shion Berimoinim. According to the first opinion, it's if the hole is big enough that pomegranate will fall out of it. Can't hold pomegranates. And the reason he brings... Yeah, it'll fall out. The reason being, he says, that householders don't discard wooden or leather utensils easily. They hang on to them, they use them. And so according to this opinion, it really has to be a big hole until the person throws it away. They're obviously very valuable in those days, and people got, you know, max use out of them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he disagrees. He says, B'mashay. He says, whatever it was normally used for, if you can't use it for its normal use anymore, then it is considered, it's considered purified. Kupos Hakananim, storage baskets of gardeners. Shurin Ba'agudos Shel Yarak. These are considered pure when they can't hold bundles of vegetables anymore. Shel Bale Batim, of householders. So we'll see he's repeating now, it's a different opinions. But Tevin, with straw, if it can't hold a bundle of straw, it's considered purified. Shel Balanin, those of bathhouse attendants. Bigvava, with rakings, and he brings up here that the rakings were a mixture of straw and manure used as fuel. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says, Kulan Berimoinim, all of them are with pomegranates. So the Karti summarizes, basically there's three views that we had in the Mishnah. One, Rabbi Yeshua, all the utensils are measured with pomegranates. He says all household wooden and leather householders' utensils with pomegranates. Two, Rabbi Eliezer, they're all measured with their normal use. If it's no longer useful for its normal use, it's purified. And three, the first Tana, the Tana Kama, that all householders' utensils are measured with pomegranates. But there's certain storage baskets that are measured with objects that they normally hold. Kind of like an in-between view. And the aloch is like the third, like the Tanakhama, like the third opinion.